Dr. Becker. Dr. Becker, my name is Jay Kalsh and I'm calling you from Los Angeles.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago, I sent you a letter by priority mail.
I do not have time to answer that.
Did you read that letter?
I doubt if I did. I just don't recall. I get an enormous amount of mail. It's impossible for me. I have no assistance. What can I do for you?
Well, it was, it was just one page letter. It's because.
Yeah, well, tell me what it is.
It was about DC electrotherapy and cancer. I mean, you write about that subject in your book, Cross Currents.
What can I tell you?
Well, I just, best way I could do was write that one-page letter, and if, I cannot describe the same thing in, orally, do you think you might find that letter?
I doubt very, very, very much. I get an enormous amount of mail.
Well, let me just say this then.
Tell me what it is.
See, at the end of that electrotherapy discussion in your for cancer in your book, you say that there is something missing here and that we need a more sophisticated approach to understand this phenomenon, because some people did get cured 200 years ago by lightning and things like that. And I wanted to, I wanted to tell you that in fact it is possible to have a more sophisticated approach if we talk about an enzyme which is very essential for cell growth. And so that is what I wanted to talk.
Okay.
But you don't have time.
I give you a couple of minutes right now. You got me on telephone? Go ahead.
Yeah, my point is that are you still involved in research, or do you have abandoned?
I have not been doing research in this area since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lost all of my research grants because I said things that were not very popular with the federal government, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't done anything in this area since 1980. When I have time, I keep ahead of, try to keep ahead of what's happening in the field, and I know that there is work going on, but I'm not involved in it.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that there is an enzyme by the name ribonucleotide reductase. It is the rate-limiting enzyme for DNA synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very unique active site, which has a free radical there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pass DC electric current at a certain low level, a few milliamperes, then it is possible, most likely, to knock it out or to change that into anion, radical into anion. Mm-hmm. That way you deactivate that enzyme, and if you do so, then it is not possible for your cells to grow. And in fact, many chemotherapeutic drugs are aimed at this enzyme. So that is the explanation.
Works been done directly on that enzyme.
Say that again.
Has any work been done directly involving that enzyme?
In terms of cancer, you mean?
Yeah.
No, of course, the enzyme is...
Okay. Has this been done in vitro?
Only in vitro. In fact, chemotherapy drugs are tested in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiments are needed in vivo, in fact, with the DC electric current. And
so you get deactivation in vitro?
Yeah, sure. The thing is that... the connection between two has not been made. That's what I am saying, something new.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand what you're saying. I think that you're absolutely correct in that regard. It ought to be looked at.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you can suggest any person who might be doing in vivo experiments. I know some doctors in New Orleans that you were connected with Dr. Marino, names like that.
He's in Shreveport. Not New Orleans.
Right. Is there any other...
I don't believe that he's doing anything along those lines, but I have not had any correspondence with him to try to work.
See, the last article I read by him was in 1992, and he used, DC currents to, treat tumors, but he used a totally different, wrong set of parameters. He used very high level of currents, more than, 10 milliampere.
Quite a few people who do that. And obviously, you will kill a tumor that way, but you can't kill anything that way.
In fact, his results were rather discouraging, because if you look at the previous papers, they got much better results with lower milliampere, and if you treated the use the voltage much lower than what he was using, I think 50 to 20 voltage.
Yeah, there's also another doctor, I can't remember his first name, Nordenstrom.
Yes, yeah, but that his approach is totally different. I mean, the Swedish doctor.
Yeah.
No, but that is my main contention is it is not electrolysis or electrochemical reaction that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You need just to knock off this free radical, and all you need are some free floating electrons in the medium.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is need of, and if you don't use too high current, too high voltage, there would be some electrolysis, which is undesirable.
No, I agree with you on that, but I don't know anyone who is using very low currents and voltages.
Initially, those doctors like Dr. Humphrey, who published a paper in Science in 1959, and then Dr. Schobel of, I think they were from Vermont, who published their paper in 1977. And you refer to these papers in your book, Cross Currents.
Yes.
And Dr. Schobel, I think, was using only 1.5 voltage and 3 milliampere. And she got one of the better results.
Well, I don't know that that's been replicated.
Yeah, in fact, that is what I wrote in my letter about. There was another paper in 1985 by some five scientists from Canada, and it was published in Cancer Research. No obscure journal, and they used anywhere from 1 to 2.8 milliampere current, mm-hmm. and voltage being between 2 and 3 volts, and they had up to 98% reduction in tumor mass, which was cured.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so unfortunate is none of these things have been followed up, because people don't know the underlying mechanism.
Well, that's probably correct, and also because unless you're capable of protecting with a patent application the technology, it will never see the light of day.
No company will benefit from it because it is such an ordinary thing.
Yeah, that's correct. It would be public information, public knowledge.
Yeah, and
any company that decided it would do some work along these lines, get it through FDA, which is a very difficult thing to do, then they could open the market, but anybody else
can do it.
Do the same thing without spending all the money to go through FDA, so hence nothing like this is going to happen.
I like to think that cancer is not only a disease, it is also an industry.
Well,
and like there is a cancer research side, cancer treatment side, and you know, hundreds of thousands of people are making a living off it.
It supports more people than it kills.
right. So people are not.
I agree with you completely. I don't know anything that can be done.
And so you cannot even suggest a name. I'm thinking of writing to National Cancer Institute and see if they react at all.
Well, that's something you can do, certainly. I don't know what kind of response you would get from this. I really couldn't answer this. My expectation would be that your response would be negative, but I can't say.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay, very good. Lots of luck.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.